Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. I hope you're well and I hope you've had a great weekend. Gotta say, it's been a really busy but productive one here at the Veggie Grower Podcast HQ. And tonight, as always, I'm just going to bring you up to date with what I've been doing down on the allotment and here at home. We're also going to talk about how I sow and grow cauliflower. And I'd love to hear how you're making the most out of the empty spaces on your plot or in your garden at this time of year. Now, this weekend, I have had a good tidy up down on the allotment. And I've got to say, it is looking so much better for it. I think it's very easy after the summer we've had to sort of take our foot off things, shall we say. But now the grass has started growing, the lawnmower's been out. It's just tidied things up. An awful lot. I've also planted out a few more plants, and this is just filling in some of those empty spaces that I really, really hate. Along with that, we've also been sowing some more green manures and generally just getting the plot into a state I'm much happier with. Now, the council has actually been in touch with quite a few allotment holders about the lack of cultivation. I've got to say, I think this is a bit unfair. It has been a hard year, and I think many people have found it difficult to keep on top of everything. For me, the best approach has been to tackle one small area at a time. Clearing one bed, planting a few crops, or sowing a green manure just makes the whole plot feel even more manageable. Back at home, I have spread some compost. This is going to help improve the soil structure and feed the soil. The herb garden is also moving forward. I've planted more herbs around the borders of the beds. My beds are raised, but all these herbs are mostly came from cheap cuttings, which has been quite cost effective. I've also picked up some pots of chives from the local supermarket, and basil for that matter, for 40p a pot. And this just goes to show that building a productive herb garden doesn't need to cost a fortune. Now, along with that, I've also been sowing quite a few more seeds. Winter lettuce, mustards, onions, spinach and chard, to name a few. Now, I'm hoping that these should help keep us harvesting as we move into autumn and winter. And best of all, these plants are going to go into some of those empty spaces. Added to that, we've also sown some cauliflower from this month's seed pack. Now, cauliflower has a reputation for being difficult, but I found the real secret to it is to avoid sudden checks in growth. Now, I've chosen a variety which is suitable for all year round growing, and that's why it's called all year round. Now, summer and autumn varieties are useful for crops from summer into late autumn, and overwintering are sown earlier and stand through the colder months of a spring harvest. But this all year round, it really has a long sowing season. If you can only afford one type of cauliflower, this is the one I recommend. It doesn't mean that one sowing will crop continuously. It just means you can sow them right throughout the year, few seeds at a time at various intervals, and it should provide you with good cauliflowers all year round just by sowing little and often. Now, I normally sow the seed about 1 centimetre deep in modules, 1 or 2 seeds per cell, using a fine seed compost. And once they germinate, keep them in good light and thin so the strongest seedling stays. Now, I try not to let them become pot bound or dry out, because that can either slow the plant down or lead to small curds later. But when the plants have 5 or 6 true leaves, it's time to harden them off and plant them into firm, fertile soil in a sunny position. Enrich the bed beforehand with rotted compost, but try not to make the ground too loose. Brassicas like a firm footing, so plant deeply and press the soil in around the roots and water them in well. Now, spacing really does depend on the variety, but 45 to 60 centimetre gives most plants the room to make a decent head. And then from then on in, consistency matters. Water during dry spells, mulch where I can, and keep the weeds free from competing with this crop. Now, netting is also worthwhile. Pigeons and caterpillars do cause a lot of damage, so netting just helps reduce the risk of that. Also, keep an eye out for slugs and snails, as they really love them. Carriage root flies and aphids can be problems as well. Now, as the white curd begins to form, it's well worth folding a few of the outer leaves loosely over it just to keep it pale and protected from the sun. Find that if they get a bit too much sun, they can turn a little yellow. So just try and keep the sun off the curds themselves. Harvest when the head is small, is still firm, sorry, and tight, but before the florets begin to separate. This is all something that comes from experience. Like I say, rather than relying on one big sowing, smaller successive batches and a mixture of seasonal varieties just spreads the harvest out and gives me a much better chance of cauliflowers across the large part of the year. Now, it is a Sunday, and because of that, I always like to ask you a question and hope that you're going to email me back with some answers. So my question tonight is, how are you making the most of empty spaces at this time of year? Are you sowing quick crops such as salads and mustards, or planting overwintering vegetables, adding herbs, sowing green manures, or simply covering the soil with compost? Now, for me, I'm doing a mixture of all of these. Green manures can protect bare ground, reduce nutrient loss, and improve soil structure, but they can also add organic matter. But compost also has that same effect, but we can also plant into the compost as well any crops that we might have available, any seedlings that we might have available. But if gaps appear late, hardier choices such as field beans or forage peas or grazing rye can still be useful as well. But I'd love to hear your ideas, your thoughts, your successes and your mistakes on this very question. Say, I know it's very easy to think of September as being not possible to sow anything, but actually there's still plenty that we can do. Well, that's all for tonight's Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening and for supporting the podcast. I hope you've had a productive week. Whatever you're doing, sowing seeds, improving your soil, just taking one small step to bring a neglected space back to use. Let me know what you're growing, and I will speak to you again very soon. Until next time, please take care.